The first one being Delmarva Petroleum Service preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Delmarva Petroleum Service located at 9483 Clendaniel Road. Use of the property is for servicing and installing petroleum equipment. The site will use existing buildings for an office and storage of equipment and vehicles. Property is zoned AR1 and received conditional use approval by Sussex County Council on June 21st, 2016 with conditions. That was CU 2047. Planning Commission reviewed the application at their meeting on May 26, 2016. Tax parcel is 230-13-148, and we are waiting minor revisions based on our staff review per our letter and some
items
and agency approvals.
Just a memorandum for you. You have a memorandum for you?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't seem to have one.
You know, is there a memorandum for
you sell their business? Lost mine.
Yes.
It's in with the packet.
Yeah, it should have been. Yeah.
I've lost mine somewhere.
I haven't dug down that far yet.
Let's slide that.
Mr. Hudson has the next one. Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
I can share with Mr. Blank.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for Delmarva Petroleum Service CU 2047 is for approval and final approval by the staff, receiving all the necessary agency approvals and the tune-up on the letter.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Delmarva Petroleum Service as a preliminary site plan with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is Selco Partnership Verizon Wireless for Whaley's Corner preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 145-foot monopole cell tower, fence compound, and equipment shelter on a 13.08-acre site at 24387 East Trap Road, Georgetown. The special use exception number 11658 was granted by the Board of Adjustment for the use and structure at their meeting on December 15, 2016. Property uses a new driveway entrance and complies with all zoning requirements. Tax parcel is 133-1, parcel 3, and is zoned AR1. We are awaiting agency approvals, but recommend approval.
So this is a cell tower. Does it have to come back to the
Does it have to? It has to come back for final, or is this it?
The cell tower?
Cell tower, if you want, or staff could approve it as final, if you so choose, with agency approvals.
Some reason I was thinking the same thing. I thought they had to come back, but that's all right.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan for Selco Partnership for Whaley's Corner with final by staff once they receive all appropriate state agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Selco Partnership Verizon Wireless for Whaley's Corner as a preliminary site plan with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Stokely Materials LLC preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the use of a 1.65-acre combined parcel as a storage and sales site for landscaping materials. The property is located on Lewis Georgetown Road, Route 9, and is listed as tax parcel 334-5, parcel 192. It is zoned AR1 with a conditional use number 2024 approved by Sussex County Council on September 15, 2015. The Planning Commission reviewed the application at their meeting on July 30, 2015. The Board of Adjustment also approved a special use exception for the temporary use of a manufactured home as an office for a five-year period. We are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, considering Stokely Materials LLC CU 2024, my motion is for approval as a preliminary and a final when staff receives all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Stokely Materials LLC preliminary site plan with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the reserves request to amend setbacks.
This is a request to revise the front yard setback for the subdivision from 30 feet to 25 feet. The property is an RPC, and the Planning Commission has the ability to reduce the setbacks within the development. The owner is requesting the reduction due to an issue with Bennett's tax ditch. The tax ditch has widened over the years. It's begun to encroach into the building restriction lines of some of the parcels. Therefore, the applicant is requesting the reduction of the front yard setback. Thank you.
This is for the whole subdivision?
This would be for the whole subdivision. It would be easier for staff if the entire subdivision had the same front yard setback instead of hit and miss parcels throughout the subdivision. It would be more difficult to track and enforce.
And just on this, and this is as much for Mr. Hudson's benefit. So this is an RPC, and on RPCs, unlike a standard subdivision, which you have setbacks set in code, on an RPC, you can use what's called design ingenuity, which means that the commission has the authority to have some latitude on, you know, flexibility like setbacks, for example. So we do have the ability. If there was a standard subdivision, they'd have to go to the Board of Adjustment and get variances. But on the RPC, we do have that authority if you wanted to exercise it.
Is there somebody here representing this application this evening?
He's going to earn his keep tonight.
I'm going to keep this evening.
Yes, you are, because we're going to ask you why we need to do this. Yeah.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. Ring Lardner with Davis Boner Fidel, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963. This application was approved late 90s, early 2001 is when it was recorded. Over that time, it has since begun development. At the same time, the tax ditch has eroded and has actually started to encroach into the light. So what's unique about this situation is the tax ditch right away is actually not on our property, it's on the other side of the property. So the property line and the setbacks goes to that tax ditch. And so the ditch is starting to encroach on the rear building restriction line. I'm trying to push the house a little far forward.
Property line is the center of the ditch or no?
That's the part I'm still trying to figure out. It's very close to the ditch. I can't remember if it's center line of the ditch or top of the bank at the time, 2001, and it has since kind of moved its way onto the site.
Okay, so you're saying that the ditch is eroded onto your property, further into your property?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this is causing a problem with the front setback?
With the rear setback.
Rear
so
setback.
If the house...
I'm sorry, the rear setback.
So in other words, you step out of your house, you almost step right into the tax ditch. So by moving the house forward, it allows to have some more separation to the back of the property.
Have you tried talking to the tax ditch manager to see if they can't repair their erosion situation?
That's another step they're also looking to take, but it's a very long process when you get involved with DENREC and the tax ditch manager, how to reclaim that property. In the meantime, the current builders have been great success out there with the project, so that year or so would delay the ability to sell those houses, be able to construct those houses while we try to go through the reclamation process. And my understanding is that it's able to be done. It's just a very long and arduous process to do that.
Well, I've experienced that. But, I mean, if there's erosion that has taken place and we grant setback relief, but there could be continued erosion that gets further into the setback, so the relief is negated if the erosion is not fixed.
Understood. And so the developer is going to try to do both. He's asked for the relief for the setback now to allow additional separation and the reclamation to prevent the erosion in the future.
Has the staff been out to inspect?
Staff has not had the opportunity to go out and inspect the site.
This project was six lots in town?
Six lots in town,
originally,
yes,
approved. Six lots were in town. The rest of the project's in the county.
Yeah.
We went through several years of litigation on this site, and finally in the last year or so, they've gotten a developer to proceed with the project.
It's a different developer.
And different developer. And they've found a few little issues that have been not a problem, and this just was to them a more major issue because they didn't really have any kind of rear yard.
Well,
that they would end up
with. I certainly agree with Ms. Cornwell. If we're going to change it, you want it to be consistent throughout, because there's no way you'd ever be able to track it in a practical way. So.
Well, we have a development that's a real example for that. We have one that's got A and B lots.
Yeah, I know.
And they're all scattered throughout the project, and it's just...
It's not a good situation.
Thank goodness it's completed now, and it's not an issue anymore.
And I'm sure you can appreciate this, that we have to have a solid reason for doing this, and certainly that reason can't be so that you can build a bigger house. There has to be some of the characteristic, you know, that makes that necessary.
How many are left to sell? How many lots are left to sell?
They're over 50. I mean, they've just really begun getting into the project.
How many lots are actually on the tax list and are affected? Just round numbers.
Not sure which one it is.
About 20 lots on the tax dish. There's also wetlands throughout the property. There's a multitude of environmental things.
That's 40% of what you have left, right? And you say you had 50 left?
There's more than, Mr. Whedon, there's more than 50 left. I don't know how many exactly left.
Okay. All right. More than one or two lots.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Which side is the ditch on? Is it like?
Is it on the bear trap side or on the other?
Probably
on the other side. The north side.
It's a tax ditch, absolutely. It's a tax ditch.
It's on the north. It's on the north side.
Frank Lathbury pays.
Where it says Frank Lathbury lands.
Probably look on it.
I think that's okay.
And it shows a tax that's charged to the property.
That's normally.
So that means it.
Yeah, it's half on him. So it is coming in on him.
We're just having a little conversation about the tax ditch, and you know, it just seems to me like it'd be much better to get the tax ditch situation stabilized for whatever that is, and then you know where the top of line of the tax ditch is and what setback relief you really need. Until the tax ditch erosion thing is straightened away, that line's moving, probably further incursion into the lot. So to me, logically, it would make more sense to say, okay, we've got an erosion problem on the ditch. Let's get a tax ditch manager out here in soil conservation, and how do we stabilize this ditch? You don't want to continue to erode anyway. It's just not a good thing. And then the second thing we've run into before is that, you know, there seems to be a reason to go into a setback. And at the end of the day, the real reason is to build a bigger house or put something on it. And that's just not the intent of the ordinance. It's just a way to work around the setbacks. And so I have a concern about granting this, because I agree with staff that the best way to do it would be to grant it on the whole development. But in doing that, we've pretty much said, well, setbacks don't matter in this development, and I have a problem with that. It's a blank piece of paper. Everybody knows what they're dealing with. If the tax ditch manager comes back and says, hey, you can't fix this erosion problem, we don't know where this is where the top of line of ditch is going to be, well, then maybe that's the case.
And Mr. Russell, I understand what you're saying. The intent is not to build the bigger house. The intent is to push the entire house forward. So I think it would be safe to say that if we were pushing the house forward, the intent is to actually have the rear yard setback move as well. So in this case, the 10-foot is required by code, so they're looking to have the 15-foot rear yard. So the intent is not to build the bigger house. The intent is to provide an additional distance between that tax ditch and the back of the house. And I do know, Mr. Whedon, to cut you off, there are several houses that have been sold that they're trying to make this work, and when they dug that first footer, when they realized, this is a bigger issue than what we thought, and it's kind of hard to get that projection in the field until you finally put something in the ground.
I think it would be, it might be wise for us to defer this, to give the staff, somebody from the staff time actually go out there, and perhaps you could meet them out there and take a look at that situation firsthand, and then somebody from our group can advise us as to what they saw, and then I think we can make a more informed decision.
Yes,
sir. I'm not trying to hold you up. We'll get you back on the agenda just as fast as we can, but and I'm only one of four, so
understood.
Just a suggestion.
It's a good idea.
So,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Is it appropriate to make a motion?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Mr. Matt, can I ask a question before you make the motion?
Yeah.
The houses that have the pending sales already, and I don't know how long it would take for staff to get out there, and I know you meet every 2 weeks, I don't know how that would affect that contract, if it's a delay, and it may not even matter to this application. I'm just trying to think out loud if there's any implications.
They've already been built, right?
There's one that's already foundation in the ground. There's other houses that have been sold, and I don't know when they are tracked to dig that foundation.
Let's see if we can address your issue right now. I'm not sure exactly who would go look, but does somebody have time to do that in time for us to get this on the agenda?
But it wouldn't.
I live.
Are the houses?
Sure.
Are they built based on the approved setbacks or the setbacks that you're asking for?
Right now, they're built on the approved setback. I can't build it on the new setback.
I don't think it would matter. I mean, because then they're legal.
But I understand that there's some urgency on their part, and I'd like to accommodate them.
Sure, absolutely.
I don't want to drag it out any further than we need to, but somebody from our group needs to go out there and take a look at it. It's from the staff. Any commissioner that would like to go look at it, and Mr. Hudson has very graciously volunteered to go look. And it would be nice if somebody from the staff could go, and if that could be done in time to get this on the next agenda, that would be excellent customer service.
Staff will work with the engineer to come up with a time and date, and then we will pass it on to the commission. Just let me know if there's going to be more than three.
Yes,
we have three or more,
we'll
we've got a problem, and
three.
I just need to post it.
In fact, I'll tell you what, if it's okay, we'll Mr. Burton and Mr. Ross and I will ask Mr. Hudson to represent us and in that group, so you can take one. You can take one with you. And,
okay.
But let's go ahead and understand exactly what we have, and then let's make a decision. Let this man be on his way.
Be very safe that day, Janelle, because he carries an arm. Man. He's,
that's right.
His arm.
That's right. Yeah. Nobody's messing with you that day.
All right.
And we have time to get it on the next agenda, which is like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
October 3rd.
Yeah.
Is the next.
Or what?
13th. October 13th. Sorry, due date is October 3rd, so it's the 13th.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that and get them and see if we can't get it squared away.
We'll do that.
Get them a decision. Okay, time for a motion.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer reserves request to amend the setbacks from 30 feet to 25 feet. That's the front yard setbacks until for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the reserves request to amend setbacks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Diana Bennett off Davis Landing Road, minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot with a residual. The tax parcel is just, is there?
233, parcel 2.
Thanks. And is zoned AR1. The new lot will have access off the existing 50-foot easement. The new lot will be 1 acre, and the residual will be 172.913 acres. The property is within agricultural land preservation. Any further subdivision will require a major subdivision, and staff is awaiting approval from the Department of Agriculture, and we are in receipt of approval from DLDOT. Thank you.
Chairman, considering the lands of Diana Bennett off of Davis Landing Road, my motion is for approval with a stipulation that any further subdivision will require a major subdivision, and the letter from Department of Agriculture must be in hand.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Diana Bennett off Davis Landing Road. Subject to the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of the fact that folks have been waiting patiently, before we move on to additional business, let's go back and revisit our public hearings and see if we can't allow some of these folks to be on their way this evening. Our first public hearing was conditional use